DeepEnglish.com. Appearances can be deceiving. Active speaking, part A. The English language is full of idioms that encourage us to be hopeful about tragedy and failure. What do these idioms encourage us to be hopeful about? These idioms encourage us to be hopeful about tragedy and failure. If someone loses a job, a well-meaning friend might say, "Look on the bright side." What might a well-meaning friend say? A well-meaning friend might say, "Look on the bright side. Something good will come of this." What might come of this? Something good might come of this. There's always a silver lining. What is there? There's always a silver lining. Now you'll be able to follow your passion instead of being stuck in a job that's going nowhere. What will you be able to follow? You'll be able to follow your passion. Will you be able to follow your passion instead of being stuck in a job that's going nowhere? Yes, you will be able to follow your passion instead of being stuck in a job that's going nowhere. One day you'll look back and see this is a blessing in disguise. Will you look back tonight and see this is a blessing in disguise? No, you won't look back tonight and see this is a blessing in disguise. One day, you'll look back and see this is a blessing in disguise. These English expressions are popular because they're often true. Why are these English expressions popular? These English expressions are popular because they're often true. Sometimes, the worst experiences change our lives for the better in ways that we can't possibly predict. What sometimes changes our lives for the better in ways that we can't possibly predict? Sometimes, the worst experiences change our lives for the better in ways that we can't possibly predict. The English language has far fewer ways to describe the opposite situation. What language has far fewer ways to describe the opposite situation? The English language has far fewer ways to describe the opposite situation. Sometimes, what seems to be a lucky turn of events ends up being a disaster. What sometimes ends up being a disaster? Sometimes what seems to be a lucky turn of events ends up being a disaster. The closest English saying is, "Be careful what you wish for." What is the closest English saying? The closest English saying is, "Be careful what you wish for." James Hayes is the poster child for this expression. Who is the poster child for this expression? James Hayes is the poster child for this expression. At age 35, James was working a humble job in California while living with and caring for his grandmother. What kind of job was he working in California? He was working a humble job in California. Who was he living with and caring for? He was living with and caring for his grandmother. He worked the graveyard shift as a security guard. Was he a policeman? No, he wasn't a policeman. He was a security guard. What kind of shift did he work? He worked the graveyard shift. His life took a turn in January of 1997 when he bought a lottery ticket. When did his life take a turn? His life took a turn in January of 1997 when he bought a lottery ticket. The chance of winning was a minuscule 1 in 18 million. What was the chance of winning? The chance of winning was a minuscule 1 in 18 million. It was his grandmother who checked the winning numbers and broke the good news. Who checked the winning numbers? His grandmother checked the winning numbers. Did she also break the good news? Yes, she also broke the good news. He had won the $19 million jackpot. What had he won? He had won the $19 million jackpot. He thought he had it made. What did he think? He thought he had it made. After taxes, he cleared $13 million, which he decided to take in yearly payments of close to $700,000 a year for 20 years. How much did he clear after taxes? He cleared $13 million after taxes. Did he decide to take it in yearly payments or monthly payments? He decided to take it in yearly payments.